Maharaj Stuti. I want to share. Not ring it. Oh no, Bhavati Vasudevaya. Oh no, Bhavati Vasudevaya. Oh no, Bhavati Vasudevaya. Jaya Namaskritya Namaskritya Namaskritya. Devi Saraswati Vyasam to Jose Vandivaya. Dasa Prisho Bhadrishu Nityam Bhavati Savior. Bhavati Vasuki Bhakti Bhakti Vasuki. Krishna Svatama Bhakti. Dharagana Visa. Kalada Sati Savesha. Parakada Nadita. Sarayata Sarami. Shivavata Vishake. Sarasamrita Sutasya. Danya Chas Sarati Kushe, Krishna Toya Bhagavata, Vin Samashai, Pati Shari, Pati Xari, Narakai, Prayamaya Bhagavata, Krishna Shiranga, Kate Gayri at the Kuru Krishna. Shivavata Mahapranki, Shri Ramavata, Sad Kadu, Chapter 29, Kopranaya Gita. Mr. Gawish replied to Krishna, Adam and Eve saying they're not going to go home and they're not going to follow what he told them to do. But actually, the conclusion of everything he said, they should stay there and serve Krishna with their body, mind, and words, and that's what they're going to do. Although Krishna said the opposite, he said they should go home and serve their husbands and follow their dharma and all that. But we are showing and have showed that the Supreme Dharma is to stay there and serve Krishna. He's the soul of souls. So we're on text 36. This is the Santilak Chandas, same as Brahma Samhita. This is how you can hear it?
Yes.
Okay. Yaryam Bhujakshatava Padatalam Ramaya.
Yaryam Bhujakshatava Padatalam Ramaya.
Again, verse 36, chapter 29. Listen. Where has the book? Verse 36. Yaryam Bhujakshatava Padatalam Ramaya.
Yaryam Bhujakshatava Padatalam Ramaya.
Dattashana Kachira. Aranya jana priyasya.
Dattasanam kvachit aranya jana priyasya.
Asprakshra tat pravriti nanya samaksha anja.
Asprakshra tat pravriti nanya samaksha manja.
Satam svayabhi ramita bata parayamama.
Satam svayabhi ramita bata parayamama.
So what does Ambujaksha mean?
Lotus eyes.
Aksha means eyes, right? Chakshu, Aksha. It's two words together. Ama and Aksha. Lotus eyes. Tava means what? When does Tava mean? Twam Tava means your. Paratalam Ramaya. We say Shama Sham, what does it mean? Shama Sham. What does it mean? What does Rama Ram mean?
Sita Ram.
Yeah. So Rama means Lakshmi. So Padatalam. Tala means the base. It says Krishna has lotus eyes. And Lakshmi Devi is worshiping his feet. Dattam Shalam Krishna. Aranya Jana. Jana Priya, what's Jana Priya mean?
Dear to people.
Dear to people.
What does Aranya mean?
Forest.
Forest. Dandaka Aranya.
Dandaka Forest.
So it means Kwanchet means sometimes very common word, kvatche, sometimes. There's a verse in the 10th canto, chapter 39, talking about Ishvara. No, chapter 33, verse 39. Ishvara, the other verse.
Sometimes his behavior, we can follow that verse.
Ishvara vacha satyam.
Tadaiva acharitam kvachit.
What?
Tadaiva acharanam
kvachit. Yeah, his behavior. Sometimes his words are true. The powerful controller, what he says is true. And sometimes his behavior is true. He has the right to talk, but his walk is a little funny. So that's the walk and talk the same. So this is about Krishna. Krishna speaks Gita, so follow Gita, so don't follow Ras Lila. Then you don't follow. Grammar waste, why we go to the forest, that's not recommended. But to surrender your life to Bhagavan and serve him, that's recommended. So Ishwaram. Sometimes it's behavior. So this word is there, it's saying like kvachit. Be sometimes. And a praksha, third line. As praksha. That means touch. It's like sparsha, but it's quite removed. Pravritti. What you say in Hindi, Shubha Prabha. Shubha.
Shubha.
Shubha. What does it mean?
Good morning.
So Prabha means that's what it says here. Prabhupada. It means forward, this moment forward, Pravritti. Nanya Samaksha Manja. These words you don't know, this means directly in the presence. Statums. What do we mean by Lila Stali?
Yes.
It's STH. Always means place. Stan means a place, a localized place. So Statun means stand. So it sounds like stand. Stand. And then Anya means what?
Others.
Yeah, Anya Chan, Sri Kamaranya. Aramita, Aviram means what? Aviram.
Completely pleased.
He's happy.
Yes.
Aviram. So what's the translation? You can see it. Well, notice that when Lakshmi Devi considers it a festive time when she can touch your feet, you are very dear to the residents of the forest. Therefore, we will also touch those feet. From that time on, we will be unable to stand in the presence of any other man, for we will have been fully satisfied by you. This verse, they're mentioning about Lakshmi, and how Lakshmi is always at the feet of Vishnu, massaging his feet. And because Krishna and Vishnu are different forms of the same absolute truth. So they're saying that Lakshmi always gets a chance to touch your feet. We live in the forest, you're in the forest, so we should get the opportunity also. Because if we touch your feet, like Lakshmi, we will be fully satisfied. But no material man will be able to satisfy us once we have the happiness of connecting with you. I see what Prabhupada's translation is of this verse. That's 36, right? Prabhupada's translation, verse 36, Pragi, the 10th canto. Dear Krishna, if you say we should go home, that our husbands will satisfy lusty flame or desire, we can always say that's no longer possible. You have given us a chance to be enjoyed by you in the forest. You have touched our breasts once in the past. What is this referring to?
Vasantarasleela.
No, this is Maharasleela. It goes in sequence. What's the pastime before us, chapter 22?
Gopi
Vastar. And so Krishna gave everybody, all the gopis, a kiss and embrace. So they sing gopis. He told them, next year I'll enjoy with you. So this is next year. That was the year before when he stole the clothes. A year later, Rasleela Maharas danced. He danced all the gopis. So they said, and they got married in between. They were praying to get married, so Yoga Maya arranged for them to get married. But it's called Chayapati. It was like a shadow, it wasn't real. Called Chayapati, arranged by Yoga Maya marriage. A year later, Krishna played his flute, and he called him out for Rasadan. He tells them to go home and serve your husband. They say, you already enjoyed us in the past. We're not going back. We had a chance. You gave us a chance to you touch our breast once. What was that one time I stole her clothes? Which we accept as a blessing. As did Lakshmi, who as the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha, are also enjoyed by you. Since we have tasted distressed and enjoyment, we're no longer interested in going to anyone but you for his satisfaction or loss. So, one of the key points of this verse is that once one attains spiritual pleasure, he doesn't go back to material life. And the epitome of material pleasure is man and woman enjoying together. If you have a taste of Krishna Bhakti, you can even give that up. That's basically what they're saying. There's another translation from Gita Press. From the time of Lotus Eyed One, we touch at some unknown spot in the forest, the soles of your feet. They give us the privilege of touching them. Even the goddess Rama only now and then gets. We are not able to even stand before anyone else now. Now that we are blessed by you, to whom the denizens of the forest are so dear. Oh, darling. That's all the U.S. I think there's some translation Gopal Chandra too. Let's see what. Not much difference. In other words, they're determined to stay with Krishna. Nothing can allure them or distract them from Krishna. Your feet, which give joy to Lakshmi, bestow the highest auspiciousness upon the Palinda women. As long as they are touched and seen, they will make one give up all material existence. Your feet, which give joy to Lakshmi. If we simply touch your feet, we will become completely satisfied and no longer care anything more for the material world. That's a good idea. You connect with Krishna, you don't care anything about the material world anymore. Let's see if there's anything else in this book. Let's see if there's anything. Sri Swami, Krishna is saying, you should go to your husbands. They can extinguish the fire of your lust. The reply to this, they say, your feet have created a festival for Lakshmi. because you've given her an opportunity to serve your feet. But that's only sometimes, not always. You're very dear to forest dwellers. What's the Sanskrit for that?
Aranya
Janam Priyasya. This is a key phrase. Many of the commentators comment on this phrase. Aranya Priya Janasya. So what is Aranya?
Vrindavan,
forest. Vrindavan, Sri Vrindavan, Vishaya Charya Kavi, Shuddhaveva, Kaviyama Haribhavi, Sri Vrindavan. So you live in Vrindavan, you're living in a pure abode of seva and love to Krishna. So this is, you become very dear to Krishna living in Vrindavan. Aranya Priya Jana. Jana Priya. So people who live in Vrindavan become very dear to Krishna. That's another point to be made in verse 33. If we can touch your feet, we'll feel great joy. Abhiramita. Abhi means all sides, from all sides. Abhi. Ramita means pleasure, satisfaction, joy. Like Rama. Rama means pleasure. From that time forward, you'll not be able to remain in the company of any other men. In other words, Sri Aswami says, all our men, all our husbands will become insignificant and unattractive to us. Good deal. Krishna defeats everybody. No chance. So the gopis, Krishna's trying to get them to go home. Understand? We're not going. Vishnu's commentary. Krishna is saying, gopis, you should go to your homes. Your husbands can extinguish the fire of your desire with the touch of their lips. To this, gopis say, the moment we saw your lotus eyes, we have been residing in your eyes like honeybees. Where do honeybees live?
Lotus.
And the lotus flowers. Well, that's where the food is. Yeah, it's also a beehive also. But Vishnu says his analogy is they're living in Krishna's eyes. Because what's the word for honeybee? What's the word? One word that means honeybee, it means gopi.
Ali.
Ali bee. Ali bee. B-H-I means B-E-E. Ali B, Gopi. Ali. Give me a verse as I'm wording it. Or I'll go into Pranam prayer. Whole prayer. Pura. Devyad Vrindaranya Kavajamana Shiva Dhaga Simasansa Shiva Dhaga Shiva Krishna What's the last line? Krishna Ali V. What's he doing?
Oh, sorry.
That's a good one. Like one time, somebody was sitting there, and he was sitting there. He hit the guy on the other side. It was her. She was sitting over there watching the camera. He was going, boing, boing. He was going, I said, you hit your face. You go, you didn't even know it. You go, so funny. Like he was even sitting there. Absent-minded professor. So we've always saw your little eyes, we have been living there like honeybees. I'm not saying a word of objection. The Gopis are revealing a kind of Pura Rag called Laja Chita. Laja means what?
Shyness.
Laja means shyness, and Chita means to break it. So breaking the shyness. This is one kind of sambhog which has three features. This kind of shyness, Laja Chita, breaking the shyness, has three. It's a kind of sambhog. What does sambhog mean?
Conjugal union.
Some of you, that's the alternate. There's eight kinds of sambhog. So it's described as Lila Mani chapter 8, verse 66. Three aspects of Pura-rag Laja Chita. What is called Nayana Priti, falling in love through the eyes. Love at first sight. Love at first sight. Danger program, watch out. Nayana Priti, falling in love through the eyes, seeing beloved. And Chinta. Yeah, 262 Gita. That is every time. Thinking of the beloved, Chinta, Sankalpa, deciding to pursue the beloved. Stalking. Stalking the beloved. The Gopis say, Krishna sees your beautiful eyes, evoked your initial desire. What will happen the moment you place your lotus seed by our breast and it grows in Vrindavan or elsewhere? Just the touch of your feet, which are desired by Lakshmi, the rise, dear most concert, like Kanta Kriya festival, full of desire for his pleasure. Gopis understood this point by hearing from Gargamuni about the Nagapatnis. Nagapatnis said, to attain your lotus feet, Lakshmi performed tapasya for centuries, giving up all desires and taking austere vows. Gopis continued to speak to Krishna. These feet will also create a festival of all desire for us, which are all in the forest. Then it is surprising that we gopis would not be attracted to your feet. Krishna replies, what is your qualification to achieve the object which Lakshmi hankers for? Gopis replied to Krishna in verse 36, your feet are dear to the cowards, Aranyajana Priyasya. From the moment that our breasts touch your lotus feet, we will not be able to live in the presence of our husband. Just the sight of our husbands will fill us with contempt. Wow. Furthermore, not only will we touch your feet, but we will be enjoyed by you always. Abhi Ramesh and Abhi means from all sides. Always, Abhi. Abhi Ramesha means all around, pleasure from all, every direction. Abhi Ram. It's one of Krishna's names also, Abhi Ram. There's a coward, there's somebody in Guadalupe called Abhi Ram. He's a coward boy.
Sridham in Krishna Lila.
Oh, Sridham is Aviram. Yes. Yeah, thank you. Sridham is Aviram. In Sakiras. Sridham is Aviram. In Gaura Lila. Gaura
Lila, Ram Thakur.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Thank you. You will bless us with the highest limit of enjoyment. We will become fully fulfilled. Therefore, please don't send us away. It is understood that Gopis cry out pitifully with these words while falling at Krishna's feet. Wow. Actually, if we had any kind of bhava in our heart, when we read such a commentary, we would also cry. But we don't have too much bhava. So we read it, it goes in, bounces off our ears and eyes, nothing changes. So, and it has some notes that I have here, quickly. Verse 36. The Rajagopis are talking, are describing the nature of love. When you touch the lotus feet of Krishna and love, then the lotus interest in everything else. So this is what devotional service is all about. When people surrender to Krishna and serve Krishna, they get to get in touch with real love, divine love. Every devotee in his own individual, his or her own individual way, experiences a drop of love in their heart by doing bhakti bhajan, by doing seva. Hearing, chanting, remembering, Hari seva, Guru seva, Vaishnava seva. And that satisfaction that seva bhakti and seva produces is festive, creates a festive mood. You see, generally, devotees have a very pleasant, happy aura. You see materialistic people, mostly their aura, the radiant, the energy around them is not very happy. Or self-contented.
Morose.
Yeah, morose. That's the extreme end of it. That's mostly like that. But they always have a certain joy, all-pervading joy, that's been produced within them by engaging in bhakti. So the gopis are saying, if you accept us as your servants, and let us serve. Well, we're just asking to put a place at your feet. Seva at your feet. Feet means seva. Seva means just at your feet. That'll cover everything. We won't care about anything else anymore. We'll be fully satisfied by serving. And you look at Lakshmi. She has a position at your chest, but she goes reverse massage your feet. That's a very humble position to serve the feet. She's a queen. The queen and king are on equal footing, equal level. But she can be embraced by the Ryan's chest, but she says, oh, let me massage your feet. The Ryan can have 1,000 servants, 1,000,000 servants just by stabbing his fingers. But his wife wants to do that seva. They almost save it. But she feels a supreme bliss there. The gopis are saying, are pointing out that even the most humble connection with Krishna in loving service is completely satisfying. I remember when I joined, they said, well, your service is to clean the toilets. I said, I thought we were doing bhakti yoga over here. I thought, what kind of yoga is this? And they said, this is bhakti yoga. Toilet clean yoga. Okay. Called Safai. Sushi Kamra Safai. Sushi Gar Safai. Clean the bathroom. Fancy title. Sushi Gar, the cleaning room. Safai means clean. So I was there cleaning the bathroom. I said, how is this bhakti yoga? And the guy came and said, are you enjoying bhakti yoga? I said, I guess so. I can't understand that. Okay, that's all for blissful. So, any connection with Krishna is bliss. So, this amazing point here, Gopis can give up anything and everything when they have connection with Krishna. Give up their families, give up their dharma, give up their husbands, everything, if they can serve Krishna bliss. So the verse of the glorification of simple living, high thinking, live simply in forest life in Krishna. Radya Janam Priyasya. People that give up complicated life and live a simple life are very dear to Krishna. Priya Janam Krishna. And they become very satisfied. Aviramita. When we become situated, Satam's Aviramita. When we become situated in happiness from all sides, 360 degrees happiness. What does that mean? It's physical happiness, mental happiness, heart happiness. By Sri Krishna. This Satyam's Amiramita. In the third line. The Satyam situated, standing in Amiram. Standing Amiramita. Satyam's means standing. You, Twaya, Amiramita. You're standing in service of Krishna with your body, mind, your words. You'll be surrounded by joy and satisfaction. Aviramita. Aram saying, you'll be comfortable, you'll be happy, you'll be satisfied. That's the way to go as you're making the service. So although this is Rasa, there's so much philosophy here. So much basic time and philosophy. It's going to be so intimate in a few minutes. It's in the Thai Rasa, be so intimate, so romantic, so amorous, the pleasure of Madhurati. But now it's the highest philosophy is being described here. Philosophy of simple living, philosophy of serving in Krishna, philosophy of taking any simple, humble seva. Okay, let's read verse 37. It's also Vasanti Alexander's. Shri Yat Padam Uja Uja Chakame Tulasya. Ladvapi Vakshasi Padam Kila Britta Jushtam.
Ladvapi Vakshasi Padam Kila Britta Jushtam.
Yes, yes, Vavikshana Utanya Sura Prayasas. Tadvadvayam Chatavapada Raja Prabhana.
Tadvadvayam Chatavapada Raja Prabhana.
What is the word for desire? What is the word for desire? Another word. I'm asking a question. Don't look at the verse. What is the word that means desire?
Calm.
So you see that word there?
Yeah.
Sha means end. Calm. That's a child. See the words you know. So it's Tulsi. You know Tulsi. You know lost desire. What is Raja Raj? So Raj is there, dust.
Yes,
Pada means what?
Lotus.
Lotus feet. So what does Sri mean?
Beautiful.
Means beautiful also means Lakshmi. Thank you, Shiva, because the gopis are getting there. Lazarus is talking about Lakshmi. So the logical progression is still talking about Lakshmi. Here you see Sri. You have a Lakshmi or Lakshmi. So Lakshmi, the dust of feet, desire, Tulsi. So Lakshmi wants to be at the feet of Narayan. What else is she at the feet of?
Tulsi.
So the first line he said, Tulsi and Lakshmi both desire to be at the feet of Narayan. Okay? What does love to mean, Frederica? What does love mean? So all words have L-A-B-H, mean greed, desire, love, acquire, attain. I ask you this 10 times. You should learn it by the 11th time. Right? You should understand all the different forms of the word mean the same thing. Love is required to attain, greed, acquire, attain, possess. So what does it mean? Having attained, Latva. Rakshasi. What's the stream of prayer? Tell me the stream of prayer. Vaksha, what does Vaksha mean?
Chest.
So what's the second word mean?
Chest.
Rakshasi, you see it?
Yes.
So it's a ring of bell, you already know the word. Right?
Yes.
Ready, guys, Rakshasi. What happened? What does that mean? It's not his nails, he ruined the chest of Renegaju. Padam Kila Vritya Jushtam. Ekaleshwar Vritya Arasavya, Ekaleshwar Krishna Arasavya Vritya. Anyway, Kila, what does Kila mean? Indeed. Vritya means servant. Jushtam means serve. So, second line means. It means like she has a seated position on the chest of Narayan, but she wants to serve him. And the third line, so Vikshana Utan Sura, what's Sura? What's Asura mean?
Demons.
What's Sura mean?
Devatas.
Good guy. Good guy, sir. That's no, sir. So, what is chants and prayers? Prayers for pronto. Pronto, quickly. Prayers. So what I put together, the devotees are endeavoring for a glance of Lakshmi or Narayan. Swaviksh. Swaviksh, your iksha means glance, sura means devata, prayas is endeavoring. Okay, last line. What words do you know? Your feet, dust of your feet. Yeah, dust of your feet. Prabhupada means what? Surrender. Prabhupada. So it means the devotees, with great endeavor, they approach your feet to surrender. That's the translation. The gopis are saying, verse 37, Lakshmi, whose glance is saw by devotees, a great endeavor, has achieved unique position of always being on the chest of her Lord. Ladrami Vakshasi. Pada means position. She attained a position of the chest of Narayana. But still, she desires the test of his feet, Parvata. But she has to share that test with Tulsi Devi and all the servants of Bhagavan. Similarly, we approach the test of your feet for shelter. Tavapada Raja Prabhupada. BBT has a commentary here. The gopis point out that the dust of Krishna's feet is so ecstatic that even Lakshmi wants to give Narayana's chest to share with other devotees' position at his feet. The gopis are urging Krishna not to be guilty of a double standard. You're giving Lakshmi, you're Krishna, you're Narayana. They give Lakshmi Devi a position at your feet. And so we're also dear to you like Lakshmi dear to Ryan. So give us a position at your feet also. After all, wanting a position at your feet is justified. You should encourage us in this endeavor, not send us away. Gurus are using all kinds of angles here to convince Krishna. The whole thing is Krishna just stalling for time, waiting for Radharani to arrive. Radharani's not there. This is a sweet drama, but doesn't ultimately have any meaning. It's the funny part of it. Dear Krishna, this is Prabhupada's translation. Lotus dear Lakshmi always worshipped by the devotees. Although she always desires, she's always resting on your chest. I an old fashioned thing. Old Krishna. In Vaikuntha, Lakshmi underwent great austerity to have shelter your lotus feet, which are covered by Tulsi Devi. Your lotus feet are a shelter for your servitors. And the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, instead of staying on your chest, comes down and washes your feet. Now we put ourselves under the dust of your feet. Don't reject us, for we are surrendered souls. That's good. Don't reject us for swimming souls. Let's see what Gita Vrata says about this. Interesting translation. Having secured a place on your bosom, she, the goddess of beauty and prosperity, has always sought in rivalry with Tulsi, the favorite of the Lord, for the dust of your lotus feet is actually enjoyed by your servants, Sri. For drawing whose gracious look on them, the other devotees strenuously exert themselves. We too have likewise sought the dust of your feet. That's a long way around this. So holy. Let's see if Sri has anything coming. She does. Sure. All right. We're in chill factors here. The great auspiciousness of your feet is very wonderful. Even though Lakshmi stays on your chest, without any rival co-wife, still she desires the dust of your lotus feet that she has to share in the company of a co-wife Tulsi. The phrase, served by all your servants, emphasize great fortune of this physician at Krishna's feet. For the sake of her own glance, Lakshmi glances upon persons like Brahman that perform great austerities, just like we have surrendered to the dust of the lotus feet. That's what they say. When you live in Vrindavan and wander around the land of Vrindavan without shoes, you're getting the dust of Krishna's feet of being absorbed in your body by walking around the Vrindavan. So some people take a vow to never wear shoes in Vrindavan. Sri Goswami gives a commentary on Ted Kanavamatam. He says in Vrindavan, Krishna never wears shoes. There are charities and different ideas that Kami Karmapur describes that Krishna wears golden slippers in his house in Nandagram. Actually, Kami Karmapur likes opulence. If you read Krishna Goswami, it's still opulent. He always describes opulence. So he's kind of has it like that. Maybe he came from a poor village or something. As far as it's said. Vishnu's commentary number is 37. Kobi's saying, in this way you made us our lovers, Krishna, but we simply desire to serve you. As Lakshmi desires dust of the feet of the lion, we surrender unto the dust of the lotus feet, since you are just like Narayan. According to Gargamuni's words, you resemble Narayan. Therefore, we must be similar to Lakshmi. Krishna, you're like Narayan. You're just a coward boy. So we're also coward girls, so we must be like Lakshmi. They have good logic. if you resemble the ride, we must resemble Lakshmi. So Lakshmi attained the topmost place in your chest, she wants the dust of your feet, which is the position of your kobai tosi, which are also served by your male attendants. Abandoning her shyness and a natural mode of a wife, Lakshmi desires an excessive position inferior to her own. Just as Lakshmi desires to give up her position as a dearmost, become your menial servant, we feel likewise. Giving up all embarrassment, we desire to join your servants like Rakshak, Patrick, others massaging your feet. Similarly, we are ready to accept positions lower than our own, like the Palindas, that original women resound, who rub the blades of grass, tinge the red cocoa of your feet on their foreheads. Furthermore, Lord Narayan, satisfied with Lakshmi, grants her eternal residence on his chest, whereas you are the crest jewel of all skillful lovers, have not allowed us to reside even near your lotus feet for a moment. This is a great blow to our self-esteem. If you want the fame to be considered equal to Narayan, as per Gargarishi's words, you should also carry this on your chest. A suggestion of deep love is also in here by the Gopis. What I said.
The Gopis
are saying, Narayan always carries Daksha on his chest. So, Gargamuni really said, you're like Narayan. So you should also carry us on your chest. And so the Charya Vishnu said, this is life. This is form of life. Krishna, before it's Ras, Krishna is on the bottom and the gopis are on the top. So what they mean by that, we carry around the block on the chest in the Quincha on the flower bed. Very interesting. Vishnu is not too shy. A suggestion of deep love is over in you. And this is being that Krishna may jokingly object and say, just as Lakshmi is chanchal, unsteady, you should also become unpredictable by going from house to house among different pious persons. The Kovis replied, is Lakshmi Devi fickle like a fool? She is the most steadfast of ladies. For the sake of receiving her merciful glance, which is full of motherly compassion, Brahma and other deities who are like your sons make great endeavor, but Lakshmi hardly ever glances upon them. Nevertheless, by whatever powers, Lakshmi delivers whatever he desires. There are so many people who worship Lakshmi for money. Ganesh Lakshmi Ganapati Puja.
Yeah.
Very popular in Karji. Lakshmi Puja. One commentary in this verse 37, says this verse shows the supremacy of Madhurya versus Aishwarya. Madhurya means sweet, humble intimacy, free from all prestige and all formality and majesty. So, Lakshmi is the queen of Vaikuntha and the consort, the wife of Lord Ryan, but she's hanging for the dust of the feet of Krishna. She comes to Vrindavan to austerity because she finds there's more pleasure in the dust of Krishna's feet in Vrindavan than reigning as the queen of Vaikuntha and situated on the chest of Narayan, which is a very opulent and grand position. But she wants to live humble position in the sweet Vrindavan. So she wants the dust of lotus feet of Krishna, which is the dust of lotus feet of Krishna. It's called Gopur. It's called Goduli. Called Brajaduli. Brajaduli is synonymous with Goduli. As Krishna's walk, where is Krishna walking, Vrindavan? Behind the cow. So what does that mean?
Go back.
You walk here, go to it. And the dust is mixed with cow poop. Cow poop and dust becomes go to it. So Krishna's here covered go to it. They're not covered with scent, oils and fragrant powders and, all kinds of flower garlands and, they're covered go to it. And actually wants to give up the chest of Narayan to be in the Gaudiya Krishna seat. So this shows the sweetness and attraction of Madhurya over Aishwarya. Only one Jari is God. Superiority of Madhurya over Aishwarya. The whole discussion in South India with Venkatabhata, Gopabhata's father with Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya asked Venkatabhata, who's superior? Because he's a worshipper of Lakshmi Narayan. He's a Sri Vaishnava. Gopabhata is a Sri Vaishnava. I mean, his father was. So there's a long discussion in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Who's superior, Lakshmi or Radharani? So ultimately, Venkatabhata said, I think you better explain. So Lord Chaitanya explained how Lakshmi gave up the Ryan to go worship Krishna. And so it shows that Krishna is superior and Rara is superior to Lakshmi. Because Lakshmi is worshiping our Ryan and worshiping Krishna as opposed to Vaikuntha and the Ryan. All the deities like Brahma, Shiva, Indra, they're all worshiping Lakshmi for money and for good fortune. And Lakshmi wants to fear Krishna, which is covered with good food. Everybody wants Lakshmi's gold coins, or gold from Lakshmi, and she wants gold. They want gold, she wants gold. Don't do it for Krishna to see, just see. They're worshiping the goddess of fortune, and she's for gold, and I'll give us the money. And she's worshiping Krishna Gopis for Gaudiya, for Krishna's feet. This shows the power of Brajaraj and Gaudiya and Krishna's service. The Gopis point out that Krishna's foot dust is so ecstatic that even Lakshmi wants to give to Ryan to come to Vrindavan to get Krishna's foot dust. Pretty good. Any question?
Yeah.
Lakshmi Narayan has
any
Viparita
Vilas
also.
What is
that?
No way.
Lakshmi Narayan has any Viparita Vilas pastime.
Because if Lakshmi is on the chest of Narayana, you said before.
So in Vaikuntha.
In Vaikuntha, yes. So the Gopis say, if you want the famous Narayana, you also have to bring us on your chest. That means.
What's the question?
Does Lakshmi Narayana have Viparita Vilas somehow?
Yeah, what?
Viparita Vilas.
I don't know, I never read about it. And what they call it, the question is, do Lakshmi Narayan have Rati Vila, Rati Vila?
Viparita.
Because
she's on the
top
of Narayana. Not Rati, it's
Viparita.
They have yoga nidra. They're also sleeping. Nidra means sleeping. You should go to sleep. Less dangerous. When you're waking up, you're a little more dangerous. Don't worry about what to do. That's not out of coin for Rock Bar.
Because you people say that. The Gopis say this verse, like, you have to be like Lakshmi Narayana. You said this before, so this I don't understand.
Don't worry about it. Some things you won't have to understand. Verse 38. Parayagidam. This is before I tell you, I mean... This is Vasanti, my chandra. Very young. Chandra Prasya Vijanagana Tengri Malam.
Nanna Prasya Tengri Malam.
Channa prasya vijanardana tengri mulam.
Channa prasya vijanardana tengri mulam.
Prapta vishitya vasatis tradupasanasya.
Prapta vishitya vasatis tradupasanasya.
Tvatsundara smita nirikshana tibra kama.
Tvatsundara smita nirikshana tibra kama.
Tat pranam purusha bhushana dehi dasyam.
Tat pranam purusha bhushana dehi dasyam.
What does prasad mean?
Mercy.
Prasad.
Mercy. Hungry, what does hungry mean?
His feet.
His feet. And mula means the root of these feet, the bottom of the feet. First line means, please show us your mercy. Remove our distress. Vrijina means distress. Prapta means what? Prapta means to acquire. Vishija means to renounce. All this Utrija, Vishija means renounce. What does Vasa mean? Frederica?
Live.
Residence.
Home, residence, live, Vas, reservoirs. Vasa, residence, Vishagas Kunj, the Vasa. Upasana, Twad means you. Upasana means what?
Worship.
What is Nashri?
Destroy.
Bhakti Vignana Vinashin Nishigamagana Kijan. Bhakti Vignana Vinashin. Vignana means difficulty. Nasha means destroy. Nasha always means destroy. So it's Upasa and Nasha. Two words together. Upasa and Nasha. Right?
Upasa and
Nasha. Asha
maybe. But Asha, Upasana Asha. That's right. We hope Asha. Asha Bandha means hope against hope, bound by hope. So we're hoping to what? What's all about? What's the love to?
They hope to worship Krishna.
We remove the strength. We gave up everything. We approach the lotus feet because we have a desire to worship you. That's what it means. What's the third line about?
Beautiful smile.
Your sunya, beautiful, sweetness, smile. Nirikshana, glance.
Waiting.
Tibra, powerful, calm, lust.
Insights.
Your smiling, evil smiling glance incites powerful lust. Tigra. What's that verse? The second canto? Akama Kama Sarva. Tigrena Bhakti Yogi. So Tigrena Bhakti means powerful bhakti. Powerful. Tigra. Tigra Kama. We have powerful desire for you that's been awakened by your smiling glances. Not just looking at us, but smiling and looking at us. They're inciting us. They're seducing us with their glances. It's your fault, Krishna. What does top mean?
Fire.
Heat.
Fire, heat, like your posture. So what's on fire?
Their body, their
heart.
Atma means soul, Atma means heart, Atma means mind, Atma means body. Everything's on fire. This is called fired up.
Yeah.
Tom Admanam. Who did all this firing?
Purusha Bhushanam.
Purusha Bhushanam. Like that guy, that highly decorated guy, that decked out guy, that ornamented guy. Guy with earrings and bracelets and necklaces and ankle belts and waist belts. Very decked out. Yeah, he's over a shutter. And what are they asking for?
Make us.
Oh, Bajiraj, thank you for giving me seva.
Make us your.
Make us your slaves.
Yes.
Dasyam. When people approach, now it's Navaratri time. 9 days of worshiping Durga. So what are people praying? They're praying to Durga. Janamdehi, give me money. Janamdehi, all politicians are praying. It's election time. Janamdehi, give me votes. Janam. People, John, give me votes. John Day, Don Day. What are we saying?
Dasya
Day. Give me Seva. But when people see Temple Commander coming their way, they turn around and run. Temple Commander comes your way, you know he's going to ask you to say it, you start running away. You see me, bro, when you like me to say this? No. The gopis are begging for seva. That's rare. That's really rare. First, sir, glorify him. That's the trick. They say, you're right. Good looking guy, you know. Purusha Bhushan. You're an ornament of all men. You're the most good looking of all men, all guys. Give us a seva. What seva do you want? Kisses. Hugs. Well, is that my seva or your seva? Let's read a translation. Hoping for a seva. O vanquisher of distress, Virginia Ardana, please show us mercy. Prasida means prasad, give us mercy. To approach your feet, we give everything. beseech you, we give everything. We have no other desire than to serve you. Our hearts are burning with intense desire, generated by your beautiful smile. Bless you. O jewel among men, please make us your maidservant. Upasana, Upasana Asha, hoping to get opportunity to do worship, aspiring for worship. Let's see what this verse says here. Dear Krishna, you're known as Hari. That's interesting. It's nowhere in the verse. You destroy all miseries of all living entities, especially those who have left their homes and family attachments and taken completely to you. We have left our homes with the hope that we shall completely devote and dedicate our lives to your service. We are simply begging to be engaged as your servants. We do not wish to accept us as your wives. Simply accept us as your maidservants. Dasyam Devi. Please make us your servant. Devi Dasya. Devi Dasya. Make us your servant. You are the Supreme Personality of God. I'd like to enjoy Parki Ras, our famous as a transcendental woman hunter. God, crazy. Only in 1890, a woman hunter. That's so strange. Right, the modern world is. We have come to satisfy your sensual desires. We are also after our own satisfaction. For simply by looking at your smiling face, we have become very lusty. We have come before you, decorated with all orange and dress. But until you embrace us, all our dress and beautiful features remain incomplete. You are a supreme person, but you complete our dressing intent as Purusha Bhushana, or male ornament, that our desires to buy decoration will be complete. That's really far out of commentary. That's very rusty, extremely rusty commentary, right, Prabhupada. He's coming over Purusha Bhushana, because Purusha Bhushana is actually referring to Krishna, because Purusha means man, male. But he's saying to me that we're all decorated. We have all kinds of decorations, and women are known to decorate themselves more than men, but men those days also decorate themselves. And that goes to hearing basis on the service. So equally decorated. But they're saying, you're our decoration. You're a blue sapphire neck. We want to hang a blue sapphire necklace around our golden bodies. You're the male ornament. Purusha means male or person. Purusha means ornament. You're the male ornament. You're a blue sapphire necklace. We want to hang around our neck. What is your head? Very rustic. Prabhupada's translation. That's surprising. It's worth a read again, but on your own time. Gita Press, that was 38. Be propitious to us, O soother of all suffering, since we have sought the soles of your feet, cleaning our homes. Soles at your feet. Our sole ambition is to wait upon you. Please grant us, O joy among men, the privilege of serving you. We whose minds are tormented with intense longing, awakened by your piercing glances, accompanied by your charming smile. Wow. They're in trouble. Krishna's done it again. Let's see. Let's see if this one's coming to you. Krishna. Prajagopi said, we gave our families the design to be your servants like the ways of Narayan. You should be pleased with us. Krishna replies, but you gopis have some bad karma. Your gopis have some bad karma which causes suffering and stands in the way of my giving favor to you. Therefore, how can you receive my mercy? Does Narayan give mercy to just anyone? And as Radhikar give mercy? Rajagopi said, you're Janardhan, please you are suffering. Shastras say that Narayan takes, those who take shelter of Narayan, Narayan takes away suffering. Simply without any ulterior desire, we renounce our homes, visiting Shivasita, to take shelter of lotus feet. Krishna says, we surmise that you must be expecting some pleasure from me in exchange for abandoning the happiness of your family life. We gave up the happiness of family life means you want to get more happiness from me. You're traders. You're doing trading. Your business girl. So he said, listen, our aspiration is only to worship you for your pleasure, not ours. Of course, while we're pleasing you, if we somehow also become happy by seeing your face, what's the fault of that? We're serving you, when we look at you while we're serving you, we feel happy to see you. So what's wrong with that? Krishna. Then why are you if gopis improperly ask me to extinguish the fire in your hearts? Gopis said, this is not improper, it is the truth. Because you're the one that made that fire burn up. Our souls burn with intense desire created by your beautiful smiling glances. To remove that fault, you should simply grant us position as your maidservant instead of being your wives. All the Acharya comments on this as follows. Interesting. This is including all the Acharya's comments. You always prayed for position of maidservant. Dasti dasyam. And then he asked me, Krishna's wives. Because if you marry to Krishna, they would have to Krishna would have to receive Uvanayam Samskara, which he didn't get to Uttaralila. The Gopis were very clever. They're not asking to be his wife, because Krishna couldn't marry him anyway. Because before you get married, you have to have a samskara called Uvanayam. If you're a Vaishya or a Kshatriya or a Brahmin, three upper classes have to get samskara again. Brahmins, whatever you call it. So the Gopis knew that, so they didn't. We don't want your wife, you just want to be your servant. Very clever. Sure. Right. Thus, there's no harm in our being unmarried maidens or being married to other men, for neither of these conditions preclude a relationship of servitude with you. So we can be married or unmarried and still be your servants. You say you have a house and some young girl comes in does service. She doesn't mean your wife, she just comes to wash your pots and pans, wash your clothes and goes. Like she has this lady come to her house. She's not married to her. She sweeps the floor, washes the clothes and goes, gives her money. The movies are saying, there's no, we can be married or not married. There's nothing wrong with your servant. Sarah Goswami says this commentary. The service of the husband in married life does not give us much happiness as service to a parma or a lover. This point is also explained to Bhagavatamrita. Since being a servant is more desirable, do we pray? We want to become your maidservant, Dini Dasyam. Prince Guru said, Krishna, because you are a vast ocean of desires, the proper worship of you, who are a woman hunter, but as young girls, should be executed with our bodies to bring you satisfaction. Consequently, our prayer to extinguish the fire of our hearts is actually a prayer to worship you. The fire of our lust is the chief instrument of that worship. Well, they're going to worship with fire. Fire worship. Agnihotra. Their burning bodies will be offered in sacrifice to Krishna. So, take it. Take me, Krishna. So, I am yours. Swatam. Thus it is fitting in the Vraja Gopis address Krishna with the phrase Purusha Bhushan, O jewel among men. By this the Gopis meant to say, O jewel, O males, please decorate our golden bodies with the dark blue gems of your limbs. That's what I said earlier. Gopis want the blue sapphire necklace of Krishna to hang around their golden necks. Three clever gobies. Three clever speakers. What's the time now?
4:30.
Yeah, what? Did I read a desert or something?
Doing better than me sitting 2 hours cross-legged.
Yeah, so much there. There you go, Paul. It's gonna rain a few days, has to rain.
Today, some clothes came.
And then what? Page 39, the Gopi Gita, there's only two more verses. 39, three more verses. 39, 40, 41. Vikshala, Vikshala, Kavitava Kamtava Kundalashri.
Vikshala Kavrita Mukham Tava Kundalashri.
Dati said, listen, Vikshala Kavrita Mukham. Tavakundalashri.
Tavakundalashri.
Gandhastaladra Sudam Asitavalokam.
Gandhastaladra Sudam Asitavalokam.
Dattavayam Chabujadanda Yugam Vilokya.
Dattavayam Chabujadanda Yugam Vilokya.
Vakshashi Yaikaravanam. Chavarama Dasya.
Vakshasri Ekaramanam Chavarama Dasya.
So the Gopis are getting to the end of their Pranaya Gita. So they're talking about Lakshmi and this and that. Now they get down to the point. It's like, look through a microscope, you have 50 power. Then you can see a little bit. They turn to 100 power. See more. 200 power. So they're getting closer and closer. A star from Vaikuntha looking at Orion, comparing Orion to Krishna. And then it got down to his chest, to his feet. Now there's, forget all this Orion. Forget this Vaikuntha. Forget this Lakshmi. They're just you. What are you all about? You got arms and chest, and still, Lakshmi is still hanging around there. Still, but most of you are focusing on Krishna's curly hair and eyes. They're getting a little excited now. Because after this, they start the rest of them. Rai arrives, after this, then the rest of them starts. So what's the first viksha? What does viksha mean? First word, viksha.
Seeing.
Looking.
Seeing, looking, glancing. Mukham, what's mukham?
Face.
Face. Alak avrita. What does avrita mean?
Cover.
All these kind of words, avrita means covering. Avahitabhav, concealment. When we talk about parakiyabhav, what makes it special? One is the love has to be hidden. So avahitabhav, hidden. And obstacles. Bhavavaryamana, what is it? Bhavavaryamana. Many obstacles, avahita and rare, Chidurlava, very rare to achieve. This is what makes Parakya Bhava extra special favor. So Avahata means it's concealing, you have to hide, you have to pretend. Well, I don't know, I'm not interested in Krishna. So Avahata, always covered. So Alaka means hair. Is your face is covered with hair. Picture, we see your face covered with hair. Like bangs, like little bangs come down. Right? Your face is circled by curling locks of hair. Kundala, what's Kundala? Earrings. Makar Kundala, your earrings. Okay, Gandhastala, Adar, what's Adar mean? Adharamrita, Prasamavrasad, Adharamrita. Lives Sudha, what does Rara Sudha mean?
Nectar.
So what does Dara Sudha mean?
Nectar.
Kisses! Hershey's chocolate kisses! Adhara Sudha, nectar of the lips. Gandhastala, cheeks, beautiful cheeks. Shri Gandhastala. Avaloka means what? Aloka.
Seeing, observing.
Ways to get Bhavan, Bhaktirasa Yasindhu. Vashika Dhan, Aloka Dhan, Sahara Dhan. Words, heartfelt words, Sahara Dhan. Vashika Dhan, speaking, may you get Bhava. Or Aloka Dhan, by glances. You can get Bhava by glances. Glance for a great soul. Aloka Dhan. That means donation of a glance, or words, or heart. Sohara Dhan. These are three ways to get Bhava by Kriva Siddhi and by Gosvami. Sadhasana Avalokam, your glance, your smiling glances. And Datta, what's Datta mean?
Gift.
That. Yeah, he's giving. Datta, Don, giving money, Don.
Prema Datta Nityananda. Prema Datta Nityananda.
Prema Datta Nityananda. Thank you. Prema Datta Nityananda. Abhaya, what's Abhaya mean?
Abhaya means fear.
Abhaya means
fear. Fearless.
Fearless. Hey, Shri Bhaktiranta.
Abhaya Charanaravinda.
He's in the Rasvila. Abhaya. Promise it. Start. His name was Jay, Abhay Jay.
Abhay Charanade.
No, his name was Abhay Jay.
Abhay Charanade.
That's his nickname.
Abhay Charanade.
His name is Abhay Jay.
Yes.
He got Diksha Abhay Charanaravinda. Stas. His name is Abhay Jay. Fearless. Yeah, fearless kid. Calcutta man, he walked to New York, he wasn't afraid. So I'm a Calcutta guy. No fear, Abhay. Calcutta guy, Abhay. No fear, Abhay is here. That's how I am. Bhuja Dhanda, what does Bhuja Dhanda mean?
Bhuja.
Your snake-like arms.
Snake-like arms. Bhuja means arms and Dhanda means like a stick. Strong arms, mighty arms. So who's afraid here? Who's afraid?
Gopis.
What are they afraid of?
Separation. Their family
and that. Yeah, I'll remind you. But Bhuja Dhanda is going to smack them down. Boom, boom. Yuga, what does Yuga mean? Yuga.
Two.
Hiroki, your two eyes. Vaksha. Vaksha Shiaika. Vaksha means what?
Chest.
Shiaika. Lakshmi Devi. She's still there. Or can be Radharani also. Radharam enjoying. Bhava, Bhava, Dasya. Bhava means a condition. Bhava means a condition. We want to become. So it's verse 38 and 39. They're praying to become Dasis. Because maidservants of Krishna. Let's read the translation 39. Gauri said, Krishna, seeing your face encircled by curling locks of hair, your cheeks beautified with earrings, your lips full of nectar, your smiling glance, your two imposing arms which take away our fear, your chest which is the only source of pleasure for Lakshmi, we must become your maidservant. Kama Shama 407, let's see what it says. O Krishna, your face is surrounded by locks of hair, joyful with earrings. Your eyes are decorated with a smile. Your arms give fearlessness. O Krishna, with a golden line in your chest, at this place we become your servants. Okay, that's not much going on there. I don't know. Did I read it? Krishna, we become captivated by seeing you with tilak, your earrings, by seeing your beautiful face covered with scattered hair, and your extraordinary smile. Not only that, we're also attracted by your arms, which always give assurance to surrender souls. Although we are attracted by our chest, which is always embraced by Lakshmi, we do not want to take a position. We shall be satisfied simply by being your maidservant. Again, humble position. Verse 38, 39, it is what we serve. Beholding your countenance, overhung by curly locks, with cheeks illuminated by splendor of your earrings, a lips full of nectar, characterized by smiles, and sidelong glances, and gazing at your stout arms, which have vouchsafed protection to your devotees, as well as on your bosom, the soul delight of the goddess of beauty and prosperity, we would be your slaves. Okay. Slavery. Well, can you go and get my Chaitanya Charitamrita? It's on the top shelf. This particular verse is quoted by Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Charitamrita. You guys have had a long discussion about it. It's pretty nice, actually. I need to get a copy. I didn't record it. This is in chapter 24 of Mandalaya. She's in a short region. Lord Chaitanya describes these questions first. Verse number 40, the same, well, we're not doing a real verse 39, but I quote first verse 39 also, 39 and 40. So he says, Shri Gangarubi Hari Gubi Karaman. Lord Chaitanya said in his own words, Krishna attracts the minds of all the gopis with his beautiful transcendental bodily features. Shri Gangarubi Hari Gubi Karaman. Then he quotes verse 39. This verse 39 was spoken by the gopis when they came near Krishna Rasadan. The attracted gopis were awestruck and they began to speak about how they came to Krishna Rasadan. Then he quotes verse 41. He says, he quotes this, he says, Vashi Gite Hare Krishna Lakshya Dhira Man. Krishna attracts the minds of Lakshmi simply by vibrating his transcendental food. Vashi Gite Hare Lakshya Dhira Man. Our mind becomes, Adhira becomes the story. Yogya, Yogya Bhave Jagate Yati Yuvatira Gan. Krishna attracts the minds of the gopis and Lakshmi. Not only that, but Krishna attracts the minds of all young girls in the three worlds. Yuvati means girls, all girls in the three worlds. The word Hari, which is in this verse, has two different meanings. One meaning of Hari is that Krishna takes away all inauspicious things from his devotees. The second meaning is Krishna attracts the minds by ecstatic love for Krishna. Sara Mangala Hare, Sara Mangala Hare, Prema Diya Hare Man. He gives frame to the mind. That's nice. And in Atta, chapter 15, Lord Chaitanya quotes again this verse 39, which we're discussing right now, because the same verse in Atulia chapter 15, verse number 70. The Krishna's Kavaraj says, he gives a commentary on this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comments. As we're conquering the moon and the lotus flower, Krishna wished to capture the deer-like gopis. He spread a noose of his beautiful lotus face. He put inside the beat of a sweet smile. The gopis fell prey to that trap and became Krishna's maidservants, giving up their homes, families, husbands, and prestige. Text 72, chapter 15. Vasuki, Krishna acts just like a hunter. Hunter doesn't care for piety or impiety. The hunter simply creates different means to conquer the cores of hearts of the gopis. The earrings of Krishna's cheeks, we're going to talk about Krishna's cheeks in this verse, are just like sharks. And they shine very brightly. And they attract the minds of all women. And Krishna pierces the hearts of women with the arrows of his sweet, smiling glances. Krishna is not afraid to kill women in this way. Not a very nice guy. The two beautiful arms of Krishna are like long bolts. They resemble the bodies of black snakes. That enter the space between the two hill-like breasts of women and bite their hearts. Women that die with a burning poison. Purport. In other words, the gopis are very agitated by dusty desire. They are burning due to the poisonous bite inflicted by the black snakes of Krishna's beautiful arms. Interesting analogy. So that's a little bit of Lord Chaitanya getting absorbed in the mood of the gopis. And he's come here a little. He's absorbed in Pranaya Gita and the mother of Radharani, the singing in ecstasy. We're going to hear the same verses, 39 and 40. Let's see what they're saying in commentary with Sri Oswami on 39. This is Vishnu's choice for the answer. It's very long. You see it? 39.
Yes, yes,
Srila Swami was not commenting on every verse.
I can't say directly. This is a collection of quotations of Acharyas. Jiva Goswami and Shira Swami are claimed in 1988. I don't know if it's just complete or complete or not. I mostly have 36 or 37 Shira Swami. I have 38. It says, Shira Swami's commentary is in verse 39, is in verse 40. So, I see it in verse 40. This is by a bunch of devotees from Los Angeles for translating the commentary. The 1880s, Sri Aratiya Goswami, Sri Goswami Vishnu. They gave me what they had, but so it's not complete. I think he did a reverse. So that's Sri Vishnu's commentary on 39. It's pretty long, so you can follow along your book, so you there's one point up here. Vishnu is imagining a conversation between Krishna and the gopis. Krishna says, "Gopis, you want to become my servants?" Because in 38, 39, they said they want to be servants. But do I have to buy you with some payment, or are you going to do free service? We always say, since the beginning of our womanhood, you've been purchasing us, buying us with payment millions and millions of times more than enough. The payment that you've given us is a precious jewel, your Siddhavani smile, which we never heard about or saw anywhere else. Thus purchasing us, you brought us to your home, your palace, among the bushes of Vrindavan. So where does Krishna live? It is in a palace. Where is the palace? In the bushes of Vrindavan. His palace is bushes. It's the king of love. King of love, where is his palace? Palace in the forest. The gopis are really making fun of you. You brought us to your home, you brought us home to your palace in your bushes. And you showed us your personal treasury. What's your treasury? Diamonds and rubies and pearls, emeralds. No, your beautiful body. Gopis. Very straightforward. Indeed, the vast wealth of your body surpasses the capital of Kuvera, the treasurer of the Devadas. You possess great heaps of pearls and blue emeralds, set in golden ornaments. Your mukhras, there's many grand emerald pillars marking the hall where Lakshmi sports Krishna's chest and arms. The floors of your palace are made of Chintamani gems. Your face, the jewels of Nila Nidhi, blue sapphire, and Pavanidhi, rubies, cast their light in all directions. Krishna's eyes, blue eyes with red corners. The blue eyes are sapphires, the red corners are rubies. Thus showing us all these treasures every day, you make us drink nectar sight on a table by the devas. You put a golden turban on your head, and your maidservant will serve you as your servant by raising your hair with a comb. With your hands, you will tuck in the curls of hair under your turban. These curls are visible only on the left and right side of your forehead, and you do not cover your face. Similarly, when you place the jaw on your turban, your maidservant will see the locks of your hair pushed to the left, right side of your forehead. This is a meditation in Vrindavika. Sringar state of meditation.
Yes.
When you put Krishna's turban on, little hair is coming out here, little hair is coming out here. Not the center. Center is clear. Little hair is clear. Whenever you're being massaged at all or engaged in Indian pastime, we will see your face completely covered by your hair. Thus, your maidservants will relish your abundant sweetness with their own eyes. What does your face look like? Sometimes your kundala, makar kundala, are completely visible, partially visible, or completely covered by locks of hair. Sometimes earrings are stationary, slowly or completely agitated. So why are they stationary?
When Krishna sleeps.
No, when Krishna is lying on the bottom. Why are they completely agitated?
When it's on top.
In this way, Krishna's earrings reveal various types of beauty. Shri. As the word is there, Shri. Shri Gandhasadra Sula. Kundala Shri. Whenever Krishna smiles at last, his cheeks become obscured by the widening corners of his mouth. Thus the nectar that normally comes from his lips seems to be coming from his cheeks as well. The Shikori birds of the gopis' eyes climb upon Krishna's cheeks and drink the nectar of your lips. At various intimate times, the nectar of your lips appears on the cheeks of the gopis. This is right. Sometimes the nectar from the gopis' lips appears on your cheeks. An alternate interpretation is that Krishna's face accents the beauty and splendor of his shimmering earrings, and his face exhibits the nectar from his lips. All these descriptions describe the fire of Krishna's face. The gopis say, Krishna's face is filled with smiling glances because of the blossoming of the gopi smiling and the night blooming lotuses. Krishna says, your husbands will not tolerate this behavior of ours. They will complain bitterly to King Kamsa, producing a fearful situation for me and for you. But the gopi say, Tatam Avayam. No problem.
Relax.
No tension. Krishna, your mighty arms make us fearless, just as they do with the other girl on hell. Those arms will kill that beast, Yamsa. In this way, the Sringar Ras is nourished by Hindavirya Ras. So when they see our powerful arms, power arms is the quality of a kshatriya. Vira ras means shivering, power, kshatriya. So it's a gona ras. Because every lover wants a lover to be a hero. That's why all guys are lifting weights, so. Lifting weights. A superhero. Go for it. Superhero. My hero. Krishna says, listen, gopis, I follow the path of Dharma. I cannot make others wise by me, sir. pointing index finger at himself. Krishna, do you know who I am?
Yes.
The Gopis said, yes, we do. You're a Christian religious personality. You may say that you refuse to make coward wise your maidservant, but by force, you have already taken Lakshmi, the wife of Ryan, from my cousin, and are carrying around on your chest as a golden line. Out of shyness, modesty, Lakshmi Devi has assumed the form of a golden line. She hiked around him on your chest. Besides, we know for certain that within the 14 worlds, even above the three of these worlds, in my Vaikuntha and beyond, you never reject any beautiful woman. No matter who she is or who she belongs to. Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki. So we'll finish this Friday the next Saturday and start Govindi. Shri Bhagavan Ki.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe.